And during a meeting earlier this week about his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, President Trump took a swipe at his former defense secretary, James Mattis, calling him the world's most overrated general. Mattis countered last night.
He also called Meryl Streep an overrated actress. So I guess I'm the Meryl Streep of generals. And frankly, that sounds pretty good to me.
Mattis was at a charity dinner in New York, and his words have been making the rounds on social media. So why don't we check in with Femi Ok? She's the host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Peter. So many zingers in that speech. The internet loved it. I have never known the general to be that funny in person, but people were really enjoying the zingers. And when I woke up this morning, there were two things that's very strange to see, which was that James Mattis and Meryl Streep together, they were connected together, were actually trending. And then as soon as we heard that cut from that little clip there from his speech, we understood exactly why. People were enjoying this immensely. Priya, for instance, was saying, now that's a roast. Keep them coming, sir. Lots of memes and references to shade. And then also some more serious comments. This one is from Dr. G, because people are remembering that this is a former defense secretary. So Dr. G was saying that innocent people are getting killed in Syria. The time for jovial banter is behind us. Mm-hmm. And I do suggest that you listen to all the zingers. For instance, I used to be called Mad Dog and now I'm more of an emotional support dog. There's some really nice, funny lines in there. But then James Mattis then goes on to talk about some serious issues about America, the world, getting together as a nation, and also telling some war stories from Iraq. It's 16 minutes long. Look for it online. Worth your time.
You make a good point. Mattis quit over the president's choice to draw down U.S. troops in Syria, so we should remember that. On to a different subject. It was a historic day, Femi, above our heads. Let's listen.
The amazing view out here. There is. Phenomenal.
It's an amazing view out here. NASA astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir replacing a power controller today outside the International Space Station. It was the first all-woman spacewalk in history, Femi.
History. People are loving this online. And NASA is so good at communicating, at being accessible, using social media. They are, let me tell you how bold they are, not just in the way that they use their space adventures and get all of us as a public generally interested in it. They are in the comments section of YouTube watching the spacewalk live. If you've ever been in a YouTube comment section, you know that is a dangerous place to be. But NASA is there answering questions. People are saying, well, do you have an emergency procedure? And they're literally talking back to everybody who's viewing and watching the spacewalk, saying yes. There's a hashtag that is trending right now, which is Ask NASA. So kids big and small can ask NASA various different questions. For instance, Elizabeth says, how long can you be outside the space station? The International Space Station replies, the longest spacewalk lasted 8 hours and 56 minutes and took place in 2001 with NASA astronauts James Voss and Susan Helms. If you have a question that you want to ask about this all-women spacewalk, hashtag Ask NASA, you may well get an answer.
The backstory here is that NASA wanted to do this in the spring, but they got delayed because they didn't have enough spacesuits that would fit the women. So it's smart of them to do this sort of interactive PR campaign because they suffered a little bit last time. Now, speaking of strong women, Femi, so much Lady Gaga news this week. I don't know where to start.
It's not unusual for Lady Gaga to have viral moments, but she had two this week. So the first one was about a video game called Fortnite, and Lady Gaga just said, what is Fortnite?
Now, oh, come on, she knew, didn't she?
Well, she also spelled it slightly differently. So people were saying, well, it's 2 weeks, and it's something that the British often talk about. You know, you speak about a week, that is a week. 2 weeks together, that is a fortnight. I don't think she meant that.
No, the video game,
she
come
was
on.
Teasing about the video game. And then it set out a huge conversation. All her little monsters, her fans came out. People who love video games came out. People who hate Fortnite came out. There were sub-conversations and discussions. And just when we thought we couldn't have any more conversation about a Lady Gaga two-word tweet, then in concert, a fan jumped on stage. She invited him on stage. They started dancing. The fan picked up Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga and the fan fell off stage. Second viral moment of the week, Lady Gaga. But of course, she was very kind, and
the
fans loved her.
She was
kind
fine.
And beautiful.
She told the fan not to. Don't worry about it. It's not your fault. I don't know whose fault it was if it wasn't his. But anyways, he'll remember that for the rest of his life. Femi Ok, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome, Peter.
It's here and now.
with you.